Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Rusty Manziel stopped by to get the show started, talking about these dogs in Alabama tomorrow night here in Athens. It's going to be a fun game. We're going to break down some other college games. Big weekend, by the way, when you talk about the matchups.
Yeah, man. Oregon and Penn State. And a lot of folks feel that, you know, Coach Franklin could probably win this game, but can he win the big one later in the season? And, you know, Dan Lanning, you know, he's got his own little thing he's got to get over, you know, when it comes to winning some of those bigger games. While we're here, guys, at Grindhouse on Lumpkin in Athens, I want to give a shout-out to a great family. Don't they look like the family?
They're great.
They look like the picture comes with the frame when you're at, like, Walmart. But anyway, it's his lovely sister. That's Dylan over there, and that's Grady, and great young man. So I asked Grady, I go, are you a Falcons fan? He goes, yeah. He goes, but it's hard. They've been really bad much of my life. I go, well, how old are you? He goes, I'm 11. Well, yeah, 9 of his 11 years on this planet, the Falcons have not been very good.
Yeah, and you were too young when they went to the Super Bowl. So, yeah, probably. That's probably true. Look, they went to the Super Bowl. See what I'm saying? He didn't even know.
But isn't that great?
He didn't even know.
I love how he's like, yeah, much of my life this team hasn't been good.
It's hard, man. It can be hard. But hopefully it gets better this weekend.
We're going to turn things around
this weekend
against Captain Marcus Mariota and those Commanders.
Oh, my goodness. Last night, Turtle, who used to produce our show, he's on at nights now, and you get a chance to hear him. Chris had a chance to visit with Dan Orlowski. Orlowski got a lot of pub this week because he went on ESPN and publicly said, here's what's wrong with this Falcon offense. And a lot of people who don't watch his team are like, oh, okay. People who watch his team are like, oh, okay. So I just want you to hear a few things that he talked about because, again, whether you like the formation of the pistol or you don't, whether you think we're doing the wrong things, I think there's a lot that plays into this. It's not just one thing. But Orlowski was asked by Turtle last night whether or not he feels like this lack of downfield passing. We don't attack people down the field. It's a
plotting.
Strength.
It's plotting.
Yes, it's a strength for Michael Penix. We have to threaten down the field. And so Orlowski was asked that question. Here's how he answered it.
Yeah, the way that I believe football and the ability to throw the ball downfield is attached to two things. One, and you guys in Atlanta know this, you have a freak at wide receiver that you could just throw the ball to. You had him for about 10 years. His name was Julio Jones. Julio was one of those guys that you could just line up out there and launch the ball deep to him, no matter what your action was, no matter what the coverage was. They don't have that right now. Or two, you have to play action defenses with the style of defense nowadays. You have to create a vertical strain and then gashes in the defense that are about 20-plus yards deep. You not running play action and then doing it out of the pistol, in my opinion, you're not doing that as impactful as it's needed. You're not – think about it from this regard, okay, guys? First down and 10. I'm underneath the center. I'm Michael Penix. I open up to my left, and I show a ball fake to Bijan Robinson 3 yards from the line of scrimmage, and I put the ball in his belly, and then all of a sudden that defense is like, oh, my God, we got to run to the football. And then all of a sudden I pull the ball out of his belly, and I get to 8 yards deep in the pocket. Now I've taken the linebackers who are 5 yards from the line of scrimmage. I've brought them to the line of scrimmage. The safety has to get deep with a player like Mooney, so Mooney's 20 yards downfield now. I have 20 yards of space that I can throw the football in the middle of the field, okay? Now, if I'm on the pistol, the defense doesn't feel Bijan like that. The second-level linebacker doesn't feel Bijan like that because I'm just turning around and placing the ball. Guess what? They can see everything. They see the whole thing. So there's no fear for them. There's no urgency for them to get downhill. And so that goes back to, I just think there's not enough of that in their offense. And everyone was like, I'm not calling for Zach Robinson to be fired, or I'm not calling for their jobs. I just think they're in it too much, and they're not straining the defense enough, in my opinion, to push the ball vertically.
Versatility. You can run that, but you've got to show me some versatile stuff along with that to at least have me believing what Dan is saying,
right,
which is, oh, when they go here, as I said, Mike, they run the ball. Well, I don't need to play the pass or know where the tight end is. That is absolutely true, but that gets back to this flow of play calling we've been talking about for
right.
3 weeks.
And that's why, you know, I said it last year. At first, you and I were so confused by what we were doing with Kirk Cousins. So we just kind of chalked it up to Kirk not being 100%. And look, as you said yesterday, this offense did produce results. We did have two times that man was the offensive player of the week in the NFC, put up 500 yards. It's still the single-game passing record for the franchise, and that did happen in the pistol. But with Michael Penix Jr. and the way we're running the football now, to me, it's like everything you heard Dan Orlovsky say. Why can't you just get this? Unless it's a comfort thing with Penix or Zach Robinson doesn't have the vision to say, look, I know you've got a lot of experience in shotgun from UW, but we're going to be under center now. And a lot of quarterbacks have to make that transition in the NFL. But the play action just opens up so many different things for this team that should make things easier for Penix. And right now, nothing seems to be easy for Michael Penix.
Yeah, and don't make the easy things hard. That's the other part about this. Like this, some of this is not that complicated. It may sound complicated. It's not. 404-726-0929. You guys can text us. Let us know what you think.
Receivers got to do their jobs too, though.
Got to get open.
Arch brought this up. Dave Archer, you can rewind. That was Tuesday's interview. They're not where they need to be on the field schematically, so they're not lined up properly at times. That's, you know, if that's what Ike Hilliard got fired for, so be it. But there better be some results on Sunday. Are we going to be talking about another anemic offensive performance?
God, I hope not.
Come on, man.
I hope not. Here's Dan Orlovsky talking about moving Zach Robinson. That's Z-Rob. That's what they call him. Our OC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Down to the field and the advantages of it.
Yeah, I you know, there's pros and cons, right? I mean, I've been a part of teams that have done this. You know, you're there if you're the coach and the quarterback, you're there with each other talking in between every series, right? And so you're face to face, you're looking at pictures together. You're not having to have this conversation. Like you can look at this picture and have a little bit more of a detailed conversation. You know, Zach could have more conversations with the linemen or the tight ends or the backs or what they're seeing. And, you know, so there could be a little bit more direct conversation or group conversation. So I do think that, like, in that realm or in that aspect, it's a beneficial thing. You know, it'll be interesting because I think it changes Zach's, you know, vantage point. Obviously, sitting up in the box, you've got a much higher view or much elevated view of what the defense is doing and what's going on. So, you know, there's a lot of moving parts to it. He's got a really difficult job. Calling plays is tough. So, calling plays is tough, you know. And so, you know, hopefully that expedites some of the communication issues that they've reportedly had.
Let's hope so.
Right.
I said last week that the most discouraging thing was when we were struggling, nobody was over there talking to Michael Penix. And when I say nobody, like offensive staff.
I think Yates was there. We just maybe didn't catch it on TV or not. I don't know.
I just felt like in those moments, Mike, where he is on the struggle bus, you got to have people trying to let him see what he needs to be seeing. And again, whether it's on those pads they use, on those Microsoft pads, or whether it's just communication. Let's hope that works.
Right.
One other thing from Dan Orlovsky. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Grindhouse Killer Burgers.
Great job
Athens.
By Chris last night. Turtle has on the radio right here, 6 to whenever last night.
Yeah, he did the short show because he had the Thursday night football on. But one more thing with Orlovsky. He talked about footwork. Look, this is something that maybe most people aren't paying attention to, but quarterbacks do. So when he was asked about, okay, maybe what else is going on here, Dan Orlovsky was talking about our quarterback and his footwork also playing a role into the bad passes. Mike, the pick six, he throws off the back
foot. Totally flat-footed. Just, yeah, mechanics are awful.
Awful right now. Let's hear Dan answer that.
When the quarterback is in the pistol and the gun often, I just think it's really difficult to marry his feet and the timing of throws to routes and route concepts. Because I think quarterbacks that are in the gun more often than not, they live in this catch and throw world, and they're very much so reactive rather than proactive. When you're a quarterback underneath the center, you're trained, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, first hitch goes there, second hitch goes there in the pass concept, and the depth of those routes is attached to the timing of that, right? Like, it takes me 1.7 seconds to get to the top of my drop and a 5-step. In the gun, it's hard to gauge that. And so I think, you know, Michael living in the pistol and the gun, just for me, I think, again, it goes back to promoting a little bit of like a lack of urgency, a lack of timing.
Dan Orlovsky may be right about all of this. He may not. I feel like he's right about a lot of it. And right. At the end of the day, it doesn't mean that you go in, because this is his assessment, and nor will the Falcons do this, and change everything you're doing. But you got to adapt, and you certainly have to realize, and they're watching the film too, Mike, to know that doesn't look good, we're not doing this well, how do we tweak that enough to make it better? Those are the things that have to happen. They're not going to come out and not run the pistol on Sunday.
Right. Jimmy hits us up on the text line. He goes, pardon my ignorance, where did Zach Robinson come from? He came from the Rams.
Yes.
He was a quarterback's coach with the Rams under Sean McVay. Everybody who's left Sean McVay's tutelage has gone on to do really good things, like Zach Taylor with the Bengals. Other coaches are having success around the league.
Kevin O'Connell
up in Minnesota. We just saw them. And obviously he fixed things pretty darn quick after what happened with us up in Minnesota, losing J.J. McCarthy and having to pivot to Carson Wentz. So this is what Matthew Stafford is doing. This is why you and I brought this up last year. You know, you want to see Pitts be more dynamic. The tight end was not dynamic in the Rams defense. Really wasn't. I mean, a Rams offense, I should say. It was Puka Nacua. It was Cooper Kupp a couple years back. So that's why I wonder sometimes if this is a miscast offensive coordinator for the type of talent. Now we've moved on to Michael Penix Jr.
What do you guys think, man? Dan Orlovsky, full interviews online at odyssey.com. You can check it out. But those are some things that jumped out to us that he said last night. And, again, I don't want you to hear all of this and go, they're doing it all wrong. This is one ex-quarterback's opinion. Right. And he's an analyst. And I'm not telling you he's wrong or right about everything. But it's somewhere in between. And I think what he's talking about when you say marry, that is that rhythm from a quarterback to – 5-step, 8-foot drop, I turn, my receiver's making his cut. My receiver's where he's supposed to be, and I can deliver the ball. You don't get that in the pistol. So the timing of our routes, think about our completions. They've just been off. Penix has been behind guys.
Right.
He's been in front of them. He sailed balls.
Yeah, and he missed a bunch of throws.
Right?
Now, you can't put it on Zach Robinson. He's overthrown badly a bunch of receivers, to your point, in the Carolina game. But this goes back to, and I asked a question of Zach on Wednesday. I said, what about streamlining the offense? Because remember watching quarterback with Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins talked about all the pre-snap motion. Here's a guy who's been in the NFL for a decade and a half, and he's struggling with it. So how do we expect Michael Penix Jr. starting his sixth game? Mm. So, but apparently, I'm not saying there's a level of hubris, but okay, there's a level of hubris here. Okay, it's almost like our stuff doesn't stink, and what do you think you know? And I just don't see it, and that's why I just think, you know, this game is humbling, and they'll be humbled if they continue to do it like this.
Humble yourself.
Dang right.
I think they got humbled last week. But look, if you don't make changes, and I'm not saying they won't, I think they have made tweaks this week, but we need to see it. As the fan base, we need to see how that looks.
Look, and the other part of this, and what I hate is, you know, it's just six games into his career. You and I, we had everybody and their uncle tell me when I was saying it was the stupidest move in the world to sign Kirk Cousins to draft Penix. And guys go, no, this is great. We got the great backup. We're ready to go. Okay, now I got guys turning on Penix like a rabid dog. We got guys quitting on Mike. Guys, we knew there was going to be a game like that. Okay, it just unfortunately coincides with a very crucial first five or six games of the season.
Yeah, look, Matt
Ryan. Have some faith.
You got to. Matt Ryan had a game like this his rookie year. Bounce back after throwing two picks, a terrible game against Monty Kiffin and the defense of the Bucks early in his rookie year. These things happen, but it's not about them happening. It's how you come back from. Matt Ryan's
right.
career wasn't defined by a bad game in his rookie season, nor will Michael Penix's career. If he comes back, Mike, and plays the way we expect, and this offense is on point. So, as a matter of fact, The reason why that only came up this week is because people had to go look it up. They didn't remember Matt Ryan had a bad game
and
like
The most famous of bad rookie seasons is Peyton Manning. You know, who just 30 interceptions. It was a disaster. Remember seeing him come to town the week of the SEC championship with the Colts as a rookie, and he was just awful. And obviously the rest is history. But the question, I think, for Falcon fans, which is legitimate, is Zach Robinson the right offensive coordinator to develop Michael Penix?
Yeah, we asked that Monday when you were out. I mean, like, here's the deal. Whether or not he is going to play better this year is one thing. But the growth of him as a quarterback is a completely different conversation. So you can play better. It doesn't mean that he's getting better, that he becomes the quarterback we need in 3 years where he's an elite quarterback. And now these top five lists that they throw out there, Michael Penix's name is in there. That's development. It's not just running a play and executing it.
Wide receivers, too, healthy? I mean, is Mooney going to be an issue all season? I mean, I'd love – Mooney's got to get open. And then Penix has got to hit him there. I think there was both. There were situations where Mooney maybe wasn't running the proper route to Arch's point, and then you brought it up. Quarterback's also got to be on point. We talked all about Michael Penix Jr.'s accuracy, which we haven't seen, but for a few specific throws this season.
All right, guys, more on this game coming up. Commanders, we'll get you caught up on the latest injuries. 4th and 1 is coming up. We're live at Grindhouse Killer Burgers in Athens. Last night, Seahawks beat the Cardinals. Big O was sharing something about Kyler Murray that I thought was very interesting that they were talking about on the broadcast last night. We'll share it with you when we come back here on Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.